Is this a bit of a duh? Who wants to pay more taxes?
Well, yes, we've got 60% of Illinois voters who say they're opposed to continuing that tax increase. Only 26% said they were in favor of the idea. So I think this gives you an idea of how difficult this issue is going to be for the legislature and the governor, given the strong and pretty universal opposition to the idea of continuing with it.
Even with the knowledge that it would mean $2 billion in cuts to the state budget, did the survey present at all, you know, this is what those cuts would mean?
Well, one of the things that we've noticed over the years in polling on this question is the notion that if you ask people, you say, Illinois has a budget deficit, do you think to fix it they should raise taxes, cut spending, or do both? And overwhelmingly, people say cut spending. That you would expect that kind of a finding. But the trouble is, and I think it reflects the political problem that Illinois leaders have, is if you start asking people for specific areas where they want to cut, they don't seem to want to cut anything. You know, do you want to cut education? No. Do you want to cut higher education? No. How about prisons? No. Health care for the poor? No. People just do not want to cut specific sorts of areas, yet you ask them how we're going to solve this problem, they'll say cut. So citizens, in one sense, are quite rational. Maybe they want a little something for nothing, but they also make it very difficult for political leaders to follow any kind of direction. And so it does suggest the problem that a political leader has. They're going to have to change public opinion. And I think that's beginning to start. As you listen to some of the discussions going on up there, talk of cuts, 20% cuts to higher education and what this would mean, I think this is really part of a process that political leaders are starting to do to educate voters about the real choices that are with this budget, and that you can't just say cut, because otherwise you're going to start talking about the very specific sorts of things that state government does.
Voters, or at least those who were polled, also seem to be open to sin taxes. Do you see that as likely at all? For example, casino expansion is something that has gotten close, but no cigar, to use another sin there, in the Illinois legislature in recent years. Is there political cover for that?
Well, I think so. Particularly when you look at it in the context of all the other options. If you ask voters, how about raising income taxes on retirement income? They don't like that. What about expanding the base of the sales tax so that we tax more things? They don't like that. But if you ask them about gambling, there does tend to be more support for that. And, you know, that's to some many people, that's not a sin tax, that's a user fee. No one forces anybody to gamble. And so if people want to go do that, then pay a tax, that seems to be just fine with voters.
You mentioned expanding the state sales tax. When voters were asked about that, were they given the trade-off, or, you know, when you asked in this poll about that, the advocates of expanding the state sales tax to cover services, so say, you know, haircut, visiting your accountant, what have you, say that would bring in money, but there would be a trade-off, maybe a lowering of property taxes. Was that any part of this?
No, what we did was just ask, do you favor or oppose expanding the sales tax to cover services like dry cleaning or haircuts, which are not currently taxed? That was the question. I mean, you can pose these trade-offs, but as we saw with some of these other questions on letting the temporary income tax expire, even when they understand the trade-offs, they still say, no, let it expire. People in Illinois are not very happy with the direction of the state. They're not very happy with their political leaders. They're in a very bad mood. And so when you come around asking about taxes, they're not inclined to want to give political leaders any more money than they're already getting. And I think that makes it very difficult for the legislature and the governor in the coming months ahead to fashion some kind of way out of this fiscal dilemma that we're in.
We do have the governor set to give his prescription for the state's finances in coming days. Any predictions that you'd like to make, maybe advice to offer either Governor Quinn or his opponent in the general election, Republican Bruce Rauner, as they attempt to get the state back on a sound fiscal shape and also win re-election? Or are those two contradictory missions?
Well, they could be contradictory. I mean, I think it's time for our political leaders of both parties to start treating voters like adults and start giving them some facts. I think I expect the governor to start to highlight some of the cuts and some of the problems that are going to occur with this budget, given the fiscal constraints and the expiration of this tax. I think they've got to start conditioning public opinion to this. But it's just not, we're treading water in this state, hoping this problem will go away, and it won't. And we can't cut our way out of this. We can't tax our way out of this. We're going to have to do a little of both, and we're going to have to do it in such a way that we don't hurt the state economy because we need economic growth. This is just the politics of eat your peas. It's painful. There are things that are not very pleasant, and it's almost, you know, I'm looking for something a little Churchillian here, where we have some leaders who maybe tell us some things we don't want to hear, but that we know are true. And hopefully, you know, we can do it. Churchill famously said, blood, toil, tears, and sweat, and I hope we can do it without the blood. But this is going to be a very heavy lift for our political leaders, and it's time that they start talking straight with people. Here's what taxes I want to raise, and here's what programs I want to cut in order to bring this budget into balance. And we really haven't heard enough of that from either side.
Is there more work for lawmakers to do before they can ask voters to eat their peas? It occurs to me that when you have a parent asking that of a child really trusts the parent, and so it's like, okay, I guess I got to do this. It's my mom, and my mom loves me, and so I know that that she's telling the truth and that this is really good for me. Do voters have that same sort of trust in their elected officials, or does that make all of this that much harder?
No, they do not have that trust, and it does make it more difficult. You know, one of the problems is that, and this is where the ethics and corruption issues in this state really tie back to the budget. People simply do not have any faith in our political leadership, and we do not have leaders on the scene today who, like Jim Thompson or Jim Edgar or Paul Simon, could stand up in front of people with some credibility and maybe tell them some things they didn't want to hear and get the legislature to go along. So the lack of credibility by our political leadership is making it very difficult for them now to tell people, you got to eat your peas.